This cadence brings hope to Lope National Park. Because these eco guards are training for the fight against poaching. A fight that can turn deadly.
Could somebody break your medical plan?
And U.S. forces are increasing their chances of survival.
So generally the route we're going to take to do this patrol is leaving the Sadom, head to the main road, and then head south across this bridge.
VOA is the first news media outlet to embed with a U.S. military team during a counter-poaching mission.
Watch where you're stepping. We've seen like giant snakes down there.
U.S. Army Captain Kevin Chapla leads the team.
So right now our training patrol has, they're about 200 meters from the objective, a suspected camp of about four poachers. From here, they're probably going to send out a recon element, see what they can see, come back, develop a plan, and then raid the suspected poaching camp.
Training operations like this one began in Tanzania in 2009, officials say.
We not only help them preserve the wildlife, but at the same time we're disrupting criminal organizations and we're helping them develop a better future.
And U.S. military efforts started in Gabon last year. Months of training has improved techniques to capture poachers and preserve evidence.
J'enlève les chaussures pour essayer de vérifier s'il n'y a pas des papiers cachés.
These eco guards are highly motivated individuals, and teaching them is not only is it fun, but it's easy.
Unlike counter-poaching training from other nations, Chapla says this partnership with Gabon's National Park Agency is geared towards self-sustainment.
Now we're producing a core instructor group that can actually teach the force these skills and promulgate it throughout the entire ranks. Really, it's a proof of concept for them being able to instruct their own, so it's pretty big.
One thing not included in this mission, weapons training, something the Rangers say they desperately want. That's because until this year, the government didn't allow eco guards to carry weapons.
You can't say to a poacher, oh, sorry, guys, stay quiet and give me your gun. 3 months ago, we were not allowed to carry weapons. Now we have weapons. And the poaching is decreasing.
Just had the GPS.
Officials hope these changes, along with additional international training and support, will accelerate Gabon's counter-poaching offensive. But time is running out for the elephants. And it may not be enough.
So I'm proud that we've made the progress that we've made, but it's still catastrophic, so we still have to do more. You may win some battles, but the war keeps going.
And so the foot soldiers in that war keep marching on, determined to protect the endangered elephants for their country and for the world. Carla Babb, VOA News, Lope, Gabon.